can an infinitely generated Fuchsian group change its critical exponent without leaving one quasi-conformal deformation space? This anonymous, unrefereed candidate gives an all-Fuchsian construction. Start with a closed surface of genus at least 2, and map its fundamental group onto a non-abelian free group by killing a complete cut system. The fixed kernel defines a regular normal cover. For every marked compact hyperbolic metric, its Fuchsian image is infinitely generated and of the first kind. Because the Deck group is non-amenable, a theorem of Duggal and Sharp forces the critical exponent below 1. Now pinch every cut curve to the same small length. A function supported on one lifted cell changes only across fixed-width pieces of the long collars, so its spectral energy is proportional to the pinching length, while its mass stays bounded below. Sullivan's spectrum exponent formula then makes the critical exponent approach 1 from below at a linear one-sided rate. Therefore, it takes infinitely many distinct values. The scope is important. Astler and Zinsmeister appear already to provide an affirmative precedent under a broad quasi-Fuchsian reading of the AIM problem. This candidate stays entirely in the Fuchsian locus and is a direct AIM solution candidate only under the reduced surface-based reading. Producer replay and internal editorial checks are not independent reconstruction, external specialist review, formal verification, peer review, novelty or priority evidence. The synthetic voice briefing is a communication aid, not additional mathematical evidence.